Let's get ready to rumble!
Out of bounds, on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
We're just about to transition from one season to another, which means there's always sports news percolating away, which is why we've got Eddie Howe. Good morning, Eddie.
Things are percolating today, mate, with that temperature set to rise to a very toasty, whatever it is, however much you said it was. It's going to be hot, mate. It doesn't matter what the number is once it gets past a certain point. It's going to be hot.
Lazy 44 at Murray Bridge, mate.
Unbelievable.
Hey, while things are hot, the hottest news this week, well, I mean, this is sad news. One of the greatest ever footballers, Diego Maradona, has passed away.
Yeah, and I think in most sports, generally there's a conversation about this player's better than that player, or, you know, there's always a conversation about two, three, four people who have been regarded as the best of all time.
The GOAT.
Yeah, correct. I think this guy is the undisputed GOAT. Now, I'm not a soccer or football guy, really. I don't spend much time on it. But there's nobody that, as far as I understand, really comes close to what he was able to do. That left foot of his, the skill that he possessed, was absolutely amazing. And if there's somebody better, I don't think we've seen them yet. I think that he is clearly probably the best that we've had, and dead at 60 from a heart attack.
Yeah,
he was one of the most famous people in the world because of the popularity that soccer has. Billions of people knew who he was.
Oh, absolutely.
You think about someone like Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods, you know, basketball and golf, they don't sort of have the reach that soccer does. So billions of people knew who this guy was and thought he was the best, which was sometimes, as I understand it, pretty difficult for him to deal with.
Well, Argentina really held him aloft. You know, he drove them to a World Cup victory and another final as well, then came back as manager. He was just completely intertwined with all things Argentina.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people credit him for, you know, doing amazing things across the country, you know, not just in the sporting world. And, you know, it's always funny when things like this happen, the reaction from certain media around the world. He beat England, I use the term single-handedly, in a Soccer World Cup.
The hand of God.
In the 80s, the hand of God. And the reaction from the newspapers in England after he died is stunning. So there's pictures of him tapping the ball into the net with his hand that he got away with. And some of the headlines, where was VAR when needed most?
Oh, stop,
you know,
it.
Not, oh, how sad, he's dead. People calling him, you know, a cheat and all that sort of stuff on the front page of the paper. A hero, a villain, a cheat, and a genius, dead at 60. I mean, it's a bit of a rollercoaster headline, isn't it? But, it's very sad because he is undeniably one of the greatest sportsmen that we've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Rest in peace. Argentina going through 3 days of mourning at the moment.
Yeah.
Let's turn our attention from football to F1. The season's just come to a close. Lewis Hamilton, once again, completely dominant.
You talk about greatest of all times. This guy is on that trajectory at the moment. He has had another stunning season, equaled the record amount of race wins. I think he has now outright the most championships, perhaps. He's in a stunning race car driver and gets rewarded very handsomely for his work as well. So there's an article out on foxsports.com.au in the last couple of days about how much money some of these racing car drivers have earned over the last year. And I tell you, mate,
I mean, I figure it's lucrative, but how lucrative are we talking?
Okay, so Daniel Ricciardo, the Australian, who we all know and love, he earned $32 million last year. That puts him at number three on the list, but he's not even close to number one, right? So, of course, Lewis Hamilton, it takes out the number one spot. $76 million in 2020. I'm not sure Breakfast Radio pays quite that much, Damon.
Not even close.
If you're hanging out for that type of salary, you might need a career change. Sebastian Vettel at number two with $57 million. These numbers are crazy, and it's unbelievable how amazingly some sports people get paid in their chosen field. The thing that I note is that there's a real drop-off between sort of number one and number 10. Number 10 on the list only got $6 million. I say only got $6 million last year. But
spit it, $6
million. There's a real gap, I guess, between the best of the best and then the rest in a sport like this.
Yeah.
So I found that really interesting, the amazing $76 million for Hamilton last year. But after those top two or three, Max Verstappen at number four with $26 million, it does taper off a little bit. So I suppose you need to be super good at racing cars. I'm going to jump on the Daytona and have a bit of a practice this weekend, I reckon.
Yeah, go do a couple of laps, see how that works out for you. Cricket season is upon us, but before we get to the men, can we acknowledge the women's WBBL finals, which are happening at the moment?
And there was an incredible match last night, and just on that, I think the way that women's cricket has performed over the last few years has really elevated, and credit to Cricket Australia and everyone involved in that, because watching the WBBL is a sensational form of cricket. I'm not a 2020 guy,
yep.
So it does rank low down for me ordinarily, but we've seen some fantastic games this year. The standard just goes from one level to the next. The thing for me is the young female cricketers coming through. So now we have a generation that have been exposed well to female cricket on the television, and so we're seeing a lot more young cricketers come through that have actually been able to chase their dreams. And that's fantastic to see. But we are in the midst of the finals of the WBBL. We do have a grand final tomorrow. It is the Melbourne Stars against the Sydney Thunder. And the Thunder got out of jail last night. So they were playing the Brisbane Heat. And the Heat were chasing it. And they were 4 for 118. They only needed 26 from the last 29 balls.
They just lost half a dozen wickets in no time at all.
A stunning collapse, mate. As a bowler, I love to see this. They lost 6 for 13 in 20 balls.
With the finish line in front of them, that's amazing.
I know. It was a stunning collapse. There were a couple of runouts in there as well, which I think made everybody that much more nervous.
Yeah, raises the tension. Yep.
Yeah, because they were coasting okay. There was no need for silly runouts to happen. They were in front of the run rate. Oh, man, there'll be a few girls having nightmares last night about that. But the final is tomorrow, and it's sandwiched between a couple of one-dayers for the Australian men.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see. Definitely tune into that. I think the sporting highlight of the year still remains the Australian Women's T20 final win back in March with a packed MCG. It's crazy to think about now. Hey, let's just quickly say, so what is going on with the men? The ODI starts today?
It sure does. The Australian men have been holed up in two different hotels, half of them in quarantine, having come back from around the world and interstate, and the other half just chilling out in a five-star resort on the harbour. And they'll only come together today in preparation for the match this afternoon against India. Three one-dayers. I love one-day cricket, Damon. 50-over cricket. I love test matches and the way that that's so traditional. But one-day cricket for me, the 50-over game,
your favourite.
Is the best. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, mate, you are the exception rather than the rule. Test cricket number one, for sure.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I love Test cricket, and both of them are way in front of 2020. I suppose I like them, I guess, equally. But, you know, a lot of people hate on one-day cricket. I still love it. It's going to be really interesting. It's always interesting when we play India. Three one-days before the Test matches kick off. And really looking forward to that Test match series as well. It's probably the next one below the Ashes that people sort of really get up and about for. So going to be really interesting to see how the summer of cricket unfolds. Good to be getting stuck into it again.
It's all happening, cricket fans. Eddie, a great summary of sport this week. We're going to catch up with you again next Friday. Have a good one, mate.
Stay cool.